Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
NBA-wise, we've reached the All-Star break, so they are in San Francisco for the festivities this weekend. This was an odd one. Charles Barkley on TNT talking about the city and getting set for the weekend, and the reaction that he got doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but maybe it does. I don't know.
I actually like San Francisco. I really do.
I love to hear that.
I do. I mean, obviously, hey, listen, we got to do something about the homeless. They need their help. We need to clean it up a little bit.
Hey, you can't boo that you want to help the homeless. How
does that make sense? But I thought he originally said, like, a couple weeks ago that he wasn't going to San Francisco because he didn't want to go there.
Right. Okay.
He absolutely said
and
that.
And that's what this
what
is all in reaction
though?
To. Well,
when he said we need to help the homeless and clean it up a bit, they booed
him.
A weird thing to boo, isn't it?
Leave these people on the streets.
This is stupid.
We want our city filled with garbage and crime.
I thought that was kind of bizarre. Then there was Shaq at the end of the night. You know, there were a few games, a handful of games last night. Here was Shaq, who had enough at the end.
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of America. We get fired anywhere.
Wow. We're getting fired anyway, Ernie. F it.
Yes.
Shaq. Damn.
Letting loose.
Are they real? But they're not really getting fired, are they?
What's going on? You read that they're going to come back as just a sports show. Then ESPN's going to pick them up. Then TNT is going to have them still. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But they still have it this year, and we still are.
But it's not because, you know, they're doing a bad job. It's just they don't want to maybe be in the rights business any longer with the. So it's, right. I mean, it's almost like they're taking it a little too personally when it's not them.
Mm-mm.
Their show's successful. I'm sure the executives love the job they're doing. They're just probably thinking, hey, in this ever-changing landscape of media, do we want to be paying a league this much money to carry games where the ratings are plummeting every single year?
And do we want to be paying talent what they want to be paid?
So, all right, so let's talk about Scott Hanson then. So supposedly NBC wants to add him because he's in a contract dispute for Red Zone?
Well, NFL Network, I guess, is just completely pulling the plug. They've been trying to sell it.
Red Zone.
Well, and does Red Zone emanate with NFL, then NFL Network? Is that right?
NFL Media, I believe.
So they're trying to sell NFL Media. They have been. So that's why they cut back on everything. And they've cut a lot of talent.
But yet all these shows have 19 guys on the pregame shows.
Yeah, ESPN does. NBC does. Again, they're trying to sell. I think they're trying to sell the NFL Network to ESPN.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would make sense, I suppose. I don't know.
If you buy it, you give them hundreds of millions of dollars, it's more likely that you're going to be one of their partners when the CBA gets ripped up and all the TV contracts get ripped up.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And since it is Valentine's Day, I thought it would be fun to play this because perhaps, and I know Al and I have talked about this on the podcast before, but since she sat down with Grant Benzinger on his podcast, this is Jeannie Buss talking about this living arrangement she has with Jay Moore. Probably not the best day to do it for couples, but it is interesting.
Okay, everybody is going to want to live exactly the same way.
It does sound kind of amazing.
Right now, we live in a building that has three units. So I live on the top floor, and Jay lives on the first floor.
Be clear, they're a couple. They're not 15 years old.
No, they're married. They're actually married.
They're married?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were engaged married. So they're married, and they live on different floors in this building. So you would wonder, all right, maybe is the middle floor like a communal floor for the two of them? No.
So there's... you know, a couple that live between us. So we live together. We're at the same address, except I'm unit 3 and he's unit 1.
Could this be the future of couples?
Wow. What the odd.
It's speechless.
I'm trying to say, is Gina up?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Separate houses.
Yeah. So there's not, it wasn't like a 3-4 floor building that they own together. There's actually people in between on the second floor.
It sounds like a 3-apartment condo
I believe she owns the building. I'm not 100%, but I think she owns the building. And so she's got renters in the middle, and he took the first floor. And they live separate lives, and she says it works.
We don't really want to change anything because, you know, I like my space, and I have my schedule, and he likes his space, and he has his schedule.
And she just takes the elevator up and down. And by the way, someone on this staff has a thing for Jeannie Buss.
Someone on this staff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty sexy.
I will tell you, watching the interview, she is very attractive.
I had not seen her in a while. It's just hard for me to think that Phil Jackson was with her for a very long time.
Yeah, she looks better now than when she was like 40. She looks great.
Actually, you know, interesting. It definitely had to be worked on because the Jeannie Buss that I'm seeing a few years ago is the one I remember, and the one now, you're right, looks amazing.
She looks great.
You're right. Wow. 63?
Funny. Anyhow, so yeah.
63 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when she was what, 18 or 19 when Magic came up?
Yeah.
Right? When she with her dad and everything and that show we watched. U.S. beat Finland 6-1. I'll have more from them next hour. A couple of goals apiece for Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. The U.S. will play Canada on Saturday night.